tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into the show this Tuesday, tax day, April 15th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. April 15th. Kind of ironic. It's the day the Titanic sank. The unsinkable ship. Yep. Hit the iceberg late on April 14th. Finally took on enough water, split in half, went down, sunk on April 15th, 2025. Kind of interesting that that's the date Congress chose for the IRS to call for taxes to be filed, postmarked today, April 15th. So got time to get them into the post office. A lot of post offices stay open late, or they have drop boxes available that they go and collect about 8, 9 o'clock to get them on the trucks. Postmarked today and shipped out. Got a great show lined up for you today. Quote of the day, kind of an interesting photograph that's floating around social media. Governor Gretchen Whitmer in the Oval Office, standing in front of the fireplace, didn't want her picture taken. Although her two assistants on each side of her, young man, young woman, obviously standing there, not with smiles on their faces, but there to get their picture taken. Well, Governor Gretchen Whitmer was standing in the middle. Quote of the day came from Matt Resch of Resch Strategies, reacting to the New York Times photograph of Governor Gretchen Whitmer holding a blue folder in front of her face while in the Oval Office. His quote: "The unfortunate thing for Governor Gretchen Whitmer is she has spent the last 6 years focused on building a national persona. But she undone all that work in 15 minutes in a blue folder in the Oval Office." MERS News story today talking about how politically devastating was that blue folder picture. I think it absolutely destroyed her future possibilities of being the nominee for president. Acting like a child, absolutely immature. "I don't want my picture taken." And she holds up blue folders in front of her face. Not presidential material. And I'm sure the Republican candidate nominee in 2028 will make sure that that picture goes viral on TV ads all over the place. She's done. Democrats, you need to move on. It's time to find a new candidate. Gavin Newsom, the governor of New York. Josh Shapiro, the governor of Pennsylvania. somebody has to run because she is obviously not mature enough to be president of the United States. And that photograph, folks, absolutely proved it. Mike Rogers, and then again, I did this story yesterday when it broke, announces for his U.S. Senate run. He joins frontrunner John James for governor here in the state of Michigan. Well, guess what? Both of them have scheduled meetings with President Trump in the Oval Office next week, according to stories being floated around on social media and other places. God help the state of Michigan. Short break. We'll be right back.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one, here on this terrific Tuesday tax day, April 15th. Joining us on the line right now is Stacy over at Dr. Gary Willey's office there in Sheboygan. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Randy.
Hey, everything back to normal over there in your area?
Most people. There are still a lot of people without power, though. Anybody Whoa. That had a, yeah, yeah. We still have, I think there were, last numbers were about 700 homes in our area.
Okay. I just talked to a lady yesterday down in Lewiston, there between Mount Morenci and Oscoda, and she was out of power 16 days.
Yeah.
And didn't even have cell phone service. I was like, man, that's like living in the dark ages. But she luckily she had a daughter that had power. So she got to stay with her daughter, and the daughter, of course, waited on her hand and foot. So she was pretty happy about that. But man, 16 days. Wow. Yeah, exactly. Vacation with her daughter. Hey, I got some new listeners that while we were down there without the power on the station, everybody saw the window stickers. They were talking to different people. And finally, when the power did come back on after a few days, we got a whole new set of listeners enjoying the show. A friend of mine told me about the station, started listening. Greatly appreciate everything you're doing. I want to back the bus up a little bit because I know a lot of people are hearing the commercials. We're not truly understanding what this robotic laser light pain therapy is all about. So for the new listeners today, let's back the bus up and let's talk about the investment Dr. Gary Willie made there at the Sheboygan office. Let's talk about the technology itself. So if you will, educate somebody that's never heard you before on the show.
Okay. Well, it's called an MLS laser, multi-lock system. They take two lasers and synchronize them. And the two lasers are for two different purposes, obviously, but it's one treatment. So that's just unique in itself. But the really unique thing is you don't feel it. You come in with a complaint of pain for whatever reason, and you can usually, 99% of the time, get relief even on the first treatment. You're talking about one laser that handles the swelling, which reduces pain a little bit anyway, and so it could take 3 to 5 hours. And then the other laser, it disrupts the pain sensors to your brain so that you don't even notice or sense that you even have pain left, even though it has also been reduced by the initial laser through lack of swelling.
Now, so, explain the pain, and Missy's talked about this, so has Tim Roberts from Patriots Relief CBD Products. It's amazing, this reoccurring theme that they talk about. Dr. Gary talks about it, you talk about it. It's inflammation. It's what is really the thing that causes the pain receptors to intensify. Hey, we got a problem over here. We need to swell up this area to immobilize it or whatever. But it is actually the inflammation most of the time that sends the signals to the pain receptors. This laser light actually reduces that inflammation. Explain how it does that.
Well, that laser specifically goes in, and I don't know if you know much about lasers, but lasers are pinpoint accurate, not in that they are a pinpoint light, but that they, in their wavelength, will be absorbed by certain things. So some lasers absorb light. I'm sorry, not light, water. So that could be used for surgery. So it cuts through skin that's mostly water. Some are absorbed. So the absorption of another laser would be, you know, melanin. So that would be hair removal, which I happen to know a little bit about. So this happens to be lasers that are pinpointed for the pain sensors or for the inflammation. So you're targeting something so specific that it actually doesn't even really affect the surrounding tissues.
Right. And one of the things that it does too, and I felt this myself, it seems like it infuses or excites the cells where the laser goes over. It somewhat gives them, like, I don't know what it's called, energy. It gives it some kind of vibration that you can actually feel. I did anyway, my shoulders when you treated me. I felt this tingling sensation. Is that an accurate description, and exactly what is that?
Well, some people have mentioned that, but not very many. So you're very special, Randy. And
I have acute sensitivities to things, so that might be part of it. But not everybody experiences that, correct?
No. But that doesn't mean that they don't experience the results. You know, I have had other people come and say, oh, it just felt just like instead of a tingling, like you said, it was like a little bit of a cooling or something
bit
later.
Like, so everybody reacts to it differently is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Got it.
And,
I got a text
and most
message.
People don't have any.
Okay, I got a text message real quick. Wanted to know your hours. I work during the day. Is there any way that I could have a late afternoon or possibly an early evening appointment? Is that a possibility? What are the hours?
Well, the hours at Dr. Willie's office are daily, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 11 until around 1. We do come in earlier. We do go in later. And on special occasion, after they've already been introduced to the doctor, then we will go ahead and accommodate as best I can.
Okay, schedule an appointment with you.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Let's talk about the different areas. You say that this laser basically can be used on any area of the body. What are some of the more unusual places that you've applied this technology to so far since you've been utilizing this laser light pain therapy?
Well, I don't really consider any of them very unusual.
Okay.
I consider some circumstances.
Some
circumstances aren't very common. Like a recent patient just came in with feet problems. So one foot had surgery, maybe a plate or something put in. I don't recall. And that was the pain that they were used to. Then the other foot started hurting, and so after, you know, it was a 10 with walking, with, you know, movement. It's the pain scale of the opposite foot, and then after one treatment it was down to a 6, and then it was gone. And then that person said, now I have it at a 1 when I don't have any shoes on only. So it had gotten so taken care of even after 2 treatments, which isn't common, but it was an acute situation, so you'd expect 3 to 6 maybe. And so she got her 3rd only because she didn't want the 1. She loves walking around in her bare feet, and it's in summer's coming.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, and didn't realize that she could take care of the 1 that had surgery. And so I'm like, put your feet together. Let's do them both.
Right, yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. One thing, I know some people have orthotics or some type of insoles in their shoes to improve their arches, flat feet versus, you know, high arches or whatever. A lot of people, because you triggered something when you said it, a lot of people can't walk around in their bare feet. This is a pretty common thing. I've talked to a podiatrist last week because I had a bone removed in my left foot. I bruised it last summer when I was putting up Vicky's signs. I stepped on a railroad, actually a spike in a railroad tie, and it kind of bruised the bone. And the bone being bruised, the body says, okay, let's put a protective covering over it, and created this stupid cyst over top of the bone. Well, I had the bone and the cyst removed, and he's like, tomorrow when I take the stitches out, you definitely need to get up there and have some laser light therapy on it. And I'm like, so you heard me on the radio talking with Stacy? And he goes, oh, yeah, I listened to your show in the background while I'm treating patients. But this is something that can be used, like you mentioned, knee surgery, hip surgery, shoulders, whatever, any type of surgery. People can get in there pretty quickly after that.
Within 2 days, you can come in and get it done. Even it'll help something as simple as the scarring.
Oh, okay. So the scarring from the surgery itself, it even helps rebuild that's skin
tissue.
That's right. Okay, cool.
It really affects any cell that needs help. So if it's a healthy cell, you wouldn't notice a thing. Let's say, you know, you have a wrist problem, but you don't have an elbow problem. If I did your elbow, you wouldn't notice a difference. It really only affects the compromised cells.
Yes, the ones that are acting up and being inflamed or causing those pain receptors. Absolutely.
Or are sluggish and are having a hard time healing. And
Very good, good, good. Let me give out the phone number. The best way to get a hold of Stacy and make an appointment, talk to the receptionist, is 231-627 4300. Again, 231-627-4300. Their office is located right there on Main Street, downtown Sheboygan, 323 North Main Street on the west side of the road, right across from the Mulligan's Restaurant. You can't miss it. So let me ask you one other question that we talked about this before. Cancer patients that have had cancer, they can't take this type of treatment for a while. And it's a pretty long time. They have to sit this out until the cancer cells are fully in remission, or you're done dealing with them, basically. Stacy, explain that process regarding anybody that's had some cancer and may want treatment on their feet or where the laser needs to go. How does that work with somebody who's had cancer?
Well, we have the contraindication for cancer would just be that they need to be cleared of it for 2 years first. Now, there are some things we can do if you have neuropathy that don't involve the laser, that don't have contraindications to them. So it doesn't mean we can't help at all. But, you know, there are, and you can get that from a lot of other podiatrists too, you know, some nerve support and nerve plates and some other red light therapy for feet for neuropathy.
Okay.
If you have cancer on, you know, somewhere else on your body, it can't be on the same area. It can't be on your feet or your legs, but it can be up, you know, higher on your torso or something. But, you know, the contraindication is 2 years.
2 years to wait until you're fully in remission and it's gone, and then you can go get a treatment.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Very good. Let's see. You got another text coming in. Oh, okay. This is a good one. Is this treatment covered under my Medicare insurance?
Unfortunately, it's way too new for any insurance, so it is cash.
It is cash only, or check. I'm sure.
Or credit card. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Very good.
Just non-insurance. Yep.
All right. Very good. And then lastly, one of the things I think a lot of people are skeptical about is, because this is such new technology, they might ask their doctors about it. But actually, doctors, and even Dr. Jeff, our veterinarian up at Sioux Animal Hospital, he's been using these lasers for years on his animals. A lot of doctors are now very well aware of this technology. It is getting more and more common as far as if they do go and ask their doctor.
Right. You know, it just depends. Like your doctor, he would love to have it covered under insurance.
Yes, absolutely. He told me that. Yeah. He would love to use it in his podiatry clinic, especially,
exactly,
like you say, for neuropathy and all the other things, problems people have with their feet. Unfortunately, it's going to take a while, maybe some testimonials, maybe somebody reaching out to their congressman and saying, hey, I want you to talk to somebody in Medicare about this, because this has really helped. I got another text. Will this help with fibro in my wrist?
It has helped a lot of people with wrist problems, even in one treatment. Other people are coming in for, you know, maybe 3 to 6 treatments, and usually having very, very good results.
Okay, very good. So it can be used on the wrists, and
you
fibromyalgia might even help offset some of those type of pain and those symptoms that she's experiencing in her wrist.
Well, and with fibromyalgia, you know, it's a chronic pain problem. So it is a possibility that she came in for maybe 3 to 6 times and kept it at bay, and then eventually came in once every 3 months, then you just avoided a bunch of medication too.
Excellent. Well, text me laser, LASER, and I'll send you the information, the address, and the phone number. Stacy, thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Finally, our news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, brought to you by Enbridge, delivering safe, reliable